Hello, I'm Dr. Timothy O'Donnell, the president of Christendom College. Today on Faith Matters, I'd like to talk briefly about St. Thomas Aquinas and one of his great contributions. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas was the greatest systematic theologian which the Church has ever known in her 2,000-year history. And one of the great things that he did in the crisis of the 13th century was to defend the traditional church's understanding of the importance and the complementary nature of faith and reason. You know, I tell my students at Christendom College that one of the great battles that frequently characterized classical antiquity was this tension that existed between religion and philosophy. Philosophy, of course, seeks truth and is guided by reason. Religion back then, however, did not really involve itself with an objective body of truth and teaching. There was no creed. For the most part, it was myth-making, which was an effort to try to reach into the divine reality through the imagination alone. G.K. Chesterton, in his beautiful book, The Everlasting Man, makes this very point. And so there had always been a certain tension. You couldn't really expect people of reason, men of reason, who were committed to the mind and to the intellectual life, to really believe in Zeus and Athena, that you had Zeus had this terrible headache and had a huge axe open his head and then Athena jumps out. No man of reason could accept such a thing. But once we get into the Christian era, things begin to change. No one in classical antiquity ever would have said, I believe in Zeus and Athena, and formulate a creed. But with Christianity, we come to see that faith is an intellectual assent to God who reveals himself to mankind. And so for the first time, faith and reason are seen as capable of working together. And theology, the study of God, is born as a fruit of this particular union. Because the Catholic Church has always recognized that there is one common source for faith and reason. Reason, our ability to think and to understand things, is a gift from God. But the faith also, and the truths, not the subjective feelings, but the truth of the faith, which God reveals to us, is also a gift from Almighty God. The two each have their proper sphere, but the two can work together and can strengthen and can guide one another. And this is the great glory that eventually will lead to the establishment of the Catholic University, which will spread from Europe to the United States, and now the glory of that tradition fills the whole world. Sadly, more recently, we tend to drop and once again divide these two, treating faith as if it's just something that is subjective. Thanks be to God that we can take these two great truths, the truths of faith and reason, and unite them once again. St. Thomas Aquinas, who the Pope still tell us is the great guide for the formation of Catholic young people, teaches us so, and so does the Catholic Church. Thanks be to God for the beauty and the power of that teaching. Thank you for being with us today, and God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Dr. Timothy O'Donnell for his series, St. Luke, Meek Scribe of Christ, coming to EWTN.